If it seems like everybody is doing a podcast these days, it might almost be true, and that includes governments. Eric Stock explores how municipalities and other public bodies are using podcasts to communicate with constituents in new ways, and they wonder if it's making a difference.
Digital technology has made it cheap and easy to deliver anyone's message to the world.
Welcome in, everybody. You have found your way to What's Normal, the podcast of the Town of Normal. I'm Dan Irvin.
When Dan Irvin was working as the Director of Communications for the Town of Normal, the broadcasting bug bit the former radio host again.
In an age where everybody has an opinion about everything, particularly on social media.
Irvin sees podcasting as a way for town staff to cut through the online clutter and talk directly to people. First, Irvin had to talk to his boss, City Manager Pam Reese. She needed convincing.
I have two college-aged children who actually listen to podcasts, which surprised me because podcasts were not on my radar. And I thought, wow, if I've got some college-aged folks listening to podcasts and having an interest in that, I want to explore that.
After experimenting for a few months, the town podcast began. Normal is far from alone among cities and towns venturing into podcasting.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Douglasville Impact. I'm Jason Post.
You're listening to Knack Chat with Amy Mahaffey, straight from the city of Nacogdoches, where we chat all things Knack.
Hi everyone, I'm Steve Stoller.
And I'm Shauna Haley, and this is Inside Plano, where we take you behind the scenes of our city.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The City Insider, the podcast that brings you the inside scoop for anyone who loves San Antonio.
Summer hosted by broadcasters and former broadcasters and random city staffers and others by city executives.
Welcome to this new podcast called Real Talk with Rick. My name is Rick Getchell, and I'm the city manager for the city of Eden Prairie.
These podcasts deliver everything from information about community events to trash and recycling times. Normal's Dan Irvin says a podcast's true function should be to humanize staff. As someone who spent most of his career in the private sector, Irvin feels he had a good understanding of what many outsiders think about those who work for local government.
You can't fight City Hall, quote, you know, the only thing you have to do in life is die and pay taxes. It's always with a very negative, very insulated kind of us versus them approach.
Done in a cubbyhole at Uptown Station in what used to be a lactation room down the hall from town offices, Irvin talks with the Town of Normal department heads and the occasional community partner, such as the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Connect Transit. Irvin says he wants the podcast to teach the public, but he says he has learned something too, the passion most town workers bring to the job.
I just had no idea that that was the case. And I think that is ultimately what we are trying to communicate to people, is that this doesn't happen by accident. It's hard work. People care.
Bloomington is following Normal's lead. Nora Dukowitz is the city's communications manager. She says Bloomington will soon roll out a yet-to-be-named podcast.
And I think there's this assumption that government is boring, and we're going to tell some of those stories that are the good stuff, but also the tough stuff that makes it really interesting.
Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus will be one of the podcast hosts. Tyus is a former newspaper reporter. He says he'll use storytelling to attract an audience.
Being able to not simply put out facts or to not simply talk about the item itself. If there is a way to sort of weave stories into these conversations, I think those can be very, very interesting.
McLean County government is also developing a podcast. County officials don't have details yet. Local governments aren't the only ones using public funds to communicate with the podcasts. The Normal Public Library has been doing a monthly podcast since 2015. Its producers say they try to have fun with their pod, and it shows with their parody nod to NPR.
And we hope you'll join us again next month for episode 51 of Check It Out. This is NPL.
Mary McKeith is a collections department staffer at the library and one of the hosts for Check It Out. She says it's no frills, recorded in a boardroom with a few microphones, a soundboard, and a recording software. To make it sound like a studio, McKeith says they used to throw a quilt over the equipment.
Now what we pretty much do is unplug the refrigerator in the room so that it doesn't hum and put a sign on the door that says quiet, podcast recording, and then we just start recording.
Normal Library Adult Services Manager John Fisher says the podcast does promote library programs, but it's more of a soft sell. Staff talk about favorite books, films, and music, whether the library offers them or not. Fisher says the goal is to help the avid reader no matter where they live.
There's really nothing like your hometown librarian, you know, broadcast, not over the sound waves like GLT might be, but broadcast on our podcast, giving really good recommendations.
Fisher says the library is sensitive to the fact that tax dollars support the work. He says he sees a public good in the podcast.
We want to be very responsible with the funds that are allocated to us, and we want to make sure that we're aware of how much time we spend on it.
Fisher says that's a few hours a month. Podcasters are still trying to decide whether that time and effort is worthwhile. Megan Corey manages digital engagement for the National League of Cities. She says municipal podcasts have taken off in the last year. New ones launch every week. Corey credits the surge to a younger and more diverse generation of government leaders who understand you're probably not going to find the residents you want to reach at City Hall.
Local governments are realizing that they can't stick with what they've always done, that their residents are demanding new ways to receive engaging content from them, and they have to keep up with the time.
Many cities come to Corey with questions about doing a podcast. They want to know how much time and money it takes. She turns the question around.
And I often ask a local municipality when they say, we're thinking about starting a podcast. My first question is, what are you hoping to achieve by that? How are you measuring your success on it?
Corey says there's no real blueprint for municipal podcasts. Cities have had mixed results. She says she believes the best way to measure podcast success is not downloads or subscriptions, but impact. Does the public respond to a podcast in ways you can measure? A lack of results can lead to what's called pod fade. Andrew Bottomley teaches podcasting as an assistant professor of media studies at State University of New York College at Oneonta. He says it's common to see podcasts launch with a bang and then slowly go away.
Maybe it's because they don't get this sort of immediate wave of response that they were hoping to. So maybe it feels like they're putting it out there, but nothing's coming back. Or maybe it's just because, people get busy and they get other objectives.
Bottomley believes there's a market for podcasters highlighting what's going on in local government to help fill the void that local radio used to fill in many communities across the country.
We've lost so much of that local radio in the last few decades. It became less and less viable for cities and many even educational institutions to maintain a radio station.
Bottomley says for a podcast to be effective, it has to be carefully planned, it has to sound good, and it has to be authentic. He says that is often the greatest challenge. Bottomley says governments like the podcast format because they control the medium, even if it sounds otherwise. Bottomley calls it pseudo-transparency.
As is the case with any kind of mediated messaging like this, it's heavily controlled. On the surface, it looks and sounds like it's this very open and transparent thing, but realize that it's kind of heavily manipulated who they're talking to, what they're talking about.
Bottomley says if municipal governments truly want to connect with the public in a useful way, they need to make the podcast a two-way conversation by engaging those who feel they don't have a voice. In other words, beyond the crowd you typically see at City Hall.
You look around the room and you sort of see the same few dozen faces maybe, and they typically tend to skew older, whiter. These people who sort of are already very well represented in government.
Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus contends the city's podcast will be more than a promotional piece. He says they won't shy away from controversial issues.
This isn't simply a vehicle to promote the good. We will talk about some of the tough things. We'll have some courageous conversations about some of the things that maybe people are reading about in the newspaper or hearing about on the radio as well. So we won't avoid the difficult topics either.
None of the local podcasters interviewed offer clear definitions for a successful production or measuring public value and awareness. The normal public library says it gets about 120 downloads per episode, but that's with a social media outreach that they admit is inconsistent at best. The library's John Fisher acknowledges Check It Out isn't hyper-local, which may give it broader appeal, but that may also make it harder to strengthen its community impact.
And I guess where I'm torn is I can hear myself reason, yes, well, once the podcast is published, it's available all over the place. And people in town could be listening to podcasts from San Francisco and get a lot of value out of them. So that is difficult.
But Fisher says, if nothing else, podcast production is a professional development tool for staff.
Giving staff an opportunity to grow in Reader's Advisory in ways they maybe hadn't imagined, and opportunities they likely won't get at another library.
The town of Normal's Dan Irvin has a simple idea to measure impact.
I guess I would be upset if I go to Rotary or I play cards with the couples that my wife and I play cards with, and nobody has listened to it. I guess that would be upsetting. That isn't happening.
The What's Normal podcast averages about 70 downloads per episode. There have been nearly two dozen episodes since launching last April. Irvin says another benefit, the podcast creates a historical record for the town to serve future generations.
Even if nobody is subscribing, that if nothing else, there's value in the creation of a library of jobs, departments, facilities, services that the town of Normal has.
That is until the next wave of technology sweeps the nation and podcasts become a thing of the past. I'm Eric Stock.
The town of Normal contracts with Irvin as he no longer works for the town. City manager Pam Reese says the job of podcast producer will soon become the job of the communications manager position the town plans to fill. Bloomington plans to use current full-time staff to produce its podcast.